Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It was a media circus while I was out, and it was easily anticipated, and it has to do, obviously, with the Trump indictment. What should be an embarrassment for Democrats and other leftists is being celebrated by these clowns. Now, I was traveling for a few days, and I was unplugged. I had to go raise some money. I was meeting with friends of mine. And I didn't say as attached to this, and I knew it was going to be big news, but it was big news for nothing. A little bit that I caught when they released these 34 indictments or whatever it is was that they never stated a crime. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. How are you going to make a case when you don't say, here's what he did specifically? Now, I went on what was somebody sent me Charlie Kirk's tweet on it and some other stuff. But that's what I'm going on. But I think you're more up to speed on it than I am, to be honest with you. But here's what Greg Jarrett of Fox News said when he got preliminary information about the indictment.
Greg, you're an excellent journalist, but you're also an excellent legal mind. I'm not understanding what the case is here, though. If the feds, who they don't pass up on a case, they love to go after their political opponents as well. If they pass on the case, what's his case?
You know, we haven't seen the indictment, but based on the leaks, mostly from the district attorney's office, we have a pretty good idea. And frankly, it is the most novel, if not bizarre, convoluted legal theory I think I've ever heard of. I wrote that it was cockamamie. It seems to be based on the coupling of two charges. One is a misdemeanor, falsifying a business record, and then supercharging it into a felony by, you know, sort of bootstrapping a federal campaign finance violation. You know, first of all, he's a local prosecutor. He can only charge under state laws. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure this is going to survive judicial scrutiny. Their other problem is that, you know, the statute of limitations on the misdemeanor was 2 years, on the felony alleged, 5 years. So we're well past the statute of limitations. On top of that, Bragg would have to show that Trump was personally involved in altering business records and that he knew and understood these arcane, complex campaign finance laws, which nobody comprehends, and intended to violate those laws. I just don't see, Lawrence, how he gets there.
Now, look, we all know this is trumped up, pardon the pun, but how many holes can you poke in this? And who is letting this go through on a Democrat side? Because the only thing that can come from this is you chase people out of the Democratic Party. Yeah, there may be some red meat, blood in the water Democrats. Get Trump at any cost. By the way, I saw much of that. I don't even care if he's guilty or innocent. Just get him. Okay? What about when that applies to you? Leftists don't follow things through to the end, as you guys know. But Greg Jarrett says he can only charge under state law. Statute of limitations for one of them is 2 years. The other one is 5 years. Both have expired. So how can you even bring this man to court? What? Look, I don't know what's going to happen beyond this. I'm not a legal person. But based on the little bit that I know and applying what I like to call common sense, this gets thrown out. Now, we can play around with the scenarios. What happens if they throw it out? They just dismiss it. Does it take the wind out of Trump's sails? Or does Trump... I don't think it does. I think if they dismiss it now, and by the way, we're going to play a clip from Brent Van Jones talking about it. If they continue down this path, they are going to put Donald Trump on the fastest conveyor belt into the White House I've ever seen. I'm looking at this as a strategist, and I'm trying to figure it out, folks, and I'll bet many of you are too. By the way, thanks for listening. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm looking at this going, okay, I mean, I'm like running a supercomputer here in my brain going, what could you, let's play it out to the end. Okay, you keep Donald Trump in court, but you keep losing. Oh, they're going to get him on J6. No, they're not. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. They're not going to get Donald Trump on J6. J6 is falling apart, as is Hunter Biden's notebook or laptop, as is Joe Biden ain't the big guy, as is election integrity, they didn't cheat. I mean, it is all falling apart. So I'm curious here. I really want to hear from you guys to tell me, well, Kevin, here's my theory. I think that this could happen. Because I haven't heard anything that makes sense. It makes about as much sense as this whole discussion about transsexual men going to women and then, acting like they can have babies. And I'm like, well, we're women too. That doesn't make any sense. Teaching racism in education doesn't make any sense. Indoctrinating kids to feel less than what they are doesn't make any sense. Please, somebody help me. Help a brother out. Tell me what makes sense in anything these people are doing. I can't find it. Greg, what's his face, goes on to say, Bragg would have to show that Trump was personally involved. There's not one piece of paper. Oh, we have new information that we presented. Look, if this guy doesn't lose his law license, shame on him. But let me say this to the conservative movement. When you look at a record, who's getting elected as your attorney general or district attorney, things like this, I hope you remember this case. I hope you really, just no matter who you look, we can talk about presidents and senators and congressmen. These are the things that matter. The people who are going to count your votes, that matters. These little cases, your school board, that matters. Don't dismiss the little stuff, folks, because that's where they get us. Short break. We'll be back. Bye.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA. IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What happens when Bragg's case falls apart? How are people going to feel about it? I mean, when the jubilation is over, are Democrats going to be, oh, he got out on a technicality, or he got out, I mean, well, I don't really care what they think, but I'm asking. I'm curious what you think. What about the office of the DA? How are people going to feel about the office of the DA in New York? DAs in general. What about the grand jury system? What else could Alvin Bragg have said to the grand jury? It says, I'm going to take a misdemeanor, make it into a felony, convolute it with a federal statute that I don't even have jurisdiction over, with a state statute that is that's expired, and they go, okay, we got him. Let's do it. What other grand juries? I mean, would you? I would question at that point. I know this. I have zero faith in the FISA court. That's supposed to be the court of the courts. The highest level of scrutiny. You know what the FBI and Hillary Clinton and all them did? They misused it. They abused it. It was weaponized against Trump and against us. You know the worst mistake these people are making, though? They think that by getting Trump, they're getting us. They are emboldening us. Is that the right? Emboldening. I'll get it out. They are emboldening us. I know this. Every time I look at the news and I hear more about this case, I just shake my head and go, you've got to be kidding me. Here's Van Jones talking about the case.
However, this is a weak case by the DA. So if he's seeing even people like Mitt Romney give him that feedback, I think he's going to use this moment as a reset to say, my people are with me. They reportedly have raised $10 million in the last couple of weeks since this came down. And it's going to say, you know, it's a time to be on our side of this because it's a political witch.
Does this hurt, I mean, I'm throwing this up to the channel, does this hurt the other cases right now being pursued?
I worry. I mean, look, if this is the only pebble that gets thrown at Donald Trump, it's a very small pebble. If it's the first pebble in an avalanche of other indictments that strike more to the heart of, I think, people's core concern about Donald Trump, which is his threat to democracy. So if this is the first pebble, the next one is about the election interference in Georgia. The next one is about the coup, the insurrection, January 6th. The next one's about him hoarding these documents and why. Then it begins to fit. But if this is the only pebble, it's not much of a pebble, and I do think the backlash against this pebble might cow other people who might otherwise have been courageous enough to step forward.
Okay, you hear what Van Jones said about the core, what he said, I think something like the core threat that they feel about Donald Trump, which is his threat to democracy. Remember that? That mashup we played? This is a threat to democracy, threat, threat, threat. It's like all the other lies, they're all going to go away. And Van Jones is saying, what about these pebbles? What? Okay, bring on Georgia. Oh, he threatened to do something. What? Look at all these things they keep trying to heap on Donald Trump's back. They want us to lose faith in him. And I'll admit, there's some people maybe that have. But I will tell you, I said it before, I said it on another program. More people than it's an ad hoc poll, but a lot of people have said to me, Kevin, I'm back in Trump's corner. They see it for what it is. I believe these people are putting Trump on a rocket ship to the presidency. And here's what's interesting. All of his so-called competitors, Nikki Haley, Asa Hutchinson, who former governor of Arkansas, who just declared. All these people, Vivek Swazawami or whatever his name is, they've all said this is a witch hunt. Now, what I've heard a couple of pundits say is it's going to be very difficult for you to try to beat up on Trump when you've admitted that they're beating up on Trump. You almost feel like you're joining into the party. And as Van Jones or somebody alluded, Mitt Romney even said, look, this is a witch hunt. You know what it does for me, though? And I think this does it for a lot of people. Just when you think, you know what, Donald, maybe you should give it a break. You know, this is you're always in the news. You get it. Now, I'll be honest. I haven't thought like this. I've been saying all along, Donald Trump is in the news because they keep him in the news, and they're doing it intentionally because they want you to feel like he's always up to something. But people have begun to realize it isn't Trump, it's the left. And not only are they realizing that, they're starting to believe, you know what? You're picking fights with him. He is not bothering you. It's kind of like you when you have a little brother and he pushes you and you finally slap him. And you know, and people go, oh, Kevin, don't you go hitting your little brother? He didn't. I was a little brother growing up with my brother. But the point is, if you're the big brother, you get caught slapping little brother. It looks like you're the one in trouble. But after the parents kind of notice, the little brother keeps, you know, egging him on. At some point, your pops and your mom go, you deserved it. I think a lot of people are looking at Trump now and saying, I get it. I know why the guy, now why he fights so much. And you know what's beginning to happen? And this is my opinion. But I believe what's beginning to happen is people are saying, you know what I like about him? He doesn't quit fighting. And that, folks, is the mark of MAGA. That is somebody that says, I'm not going to stop fighting for me, and I'm not going to stop fighting for you. And when that feeling comes over, look, as a fighter, I know the confidence that people have when they say, I'm glad he's in my corner. I know what it feels like. And I know when people say, I don't want anybody else in my corner. I pick Kevin. Who was it? What was that show I was watching? It was a comedy. And I get a best example. This Geico commercial where the girl's picking her band and Slash is over there and he starts playing the licks to This Heart of Mine or whatever, one of these AC/DC, whatever the band is. And the girl goes, oh, you're in. You know, or the girl that picks Charles Barkley, it's a bunch of little kids that are like 10 years old. And Barkley says, you know, he's waiting there. And the girl says, I'll take Barkley. They go, easier than that decision, you know, to choose Geico. I'm not to use him in a commercial, but I think you get my point. You want Trump. When you say, who do I want protecting me from China? Trump. Who do I want protecting me from these people grabbing my taxes? Trump. Who do I want people protecting my way of life? Trump. My freedom. Trump. 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 You want DeSantis? You want Paul Ryan? You want Mitch McConnell? I don't think so. So, they're indirectly, they're making Trump into a bigger hero than what he was before. Backfire.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News update. The death toll is now at least six from yesterday's early morning tornado that hit southeast Missouri. For the survivors, this is the first of many days of recovery.
Today is probably more important than yesterday. Yesterday was the initial shock, but today is putting the pieces back together and trying to find a remnant of their life so that they can rebuild.
Missouri State Patrol Sergeant Clark Parrott in Glen Allen, the town hit hardest by the tornado. The system that created the twister is now bearing down on the East Coast. Some U.S. House members are in Taiwan, much to China's chagrin. The visit comes a day after Taiwan's president was in California, meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Meanwhile, in Beijing, French President Emmanuel Macron met with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Macron said he is counting on Xi to bring Russia to reason when it comes to Ukraine. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Neil, if the judge does his job right here, the case should be dismissed, and it actually should be dismissed quickly. I agree with what my friends have said, but I think this is actually worse than what we anticipated, because what we anticipated was that they were trying to bootstrap a misdemeanor, which, by the way, they'd have a good deal of difficulty proving if it was just a misdemeanor. But they need to show that he concealed another crime in supposedly falsifying the business records. And what we've thought up until now is that he was going to use that as an avenue to enforce federal campaign finance law. Now, maybe that's what he's planning to do, but he's got to tell us what he's planning to do, and more importantly, he's got to tell Donald Trump. So I think this indictment, even before you get to the statute of limitations and whether he's got jurisdiction to enforce federal law, I would dismiss it on its face because it fails to state a crime. Here, it fails to state a crime 34 times.
I mean, is that a bit of a red flag? Fails to state the crime 34 times. 34 counts, but nothing. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Folks, I will tell you, I don't want to cover this so much that we get bored with it, but it bores me. And it bores me because it is so blatantly obvious what they're doing that I don't know why the entire nation isn't up in arms. I know this. If this were happening to Barack Obama under the same circumstances, I would say to the Republicans, you're really screwing the pooch. You can't be going after people because for their politics. I don't like Barack Obama's politics. I don't like Democrats' politics. I don't like leftist politics because it goes against common sense and truth. That's the only reason. I don't dislike them. It's like we say to our son all the time. You made a bad decision. You're not a bad kid. Democrats are making bad decisions. I don't necessarily think most of them are bad people. They may be misinformed, and I think most of them really are stupid. I will say that. But I know stupid people that aren't bad. They're just stupid. They're uninformed. They're misinformed. And they don't even want to correct. So I'll give it that. But these people improve every single day. And this is why I keep coming back, and why I guess partly I'm happy I do this show, is to showcase, look, guys, they are not going to give up. And I think that there's something to be said. Well, Kevin, you're kind of talking against yourself here, because when somebody is pursuing you with vitriol and they will not let you get ahead, so to speak. In other words, even when they see that this is an obvious case, it should be thrown out. And they would have thrown it out had it been somebody on the left. Guarantee you. If this were Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, anybody else, they would be looking at this as the way we are, going, what's this? Is crazy. Now, I don't know how many conservatives you know. I mean, probably a lot. But I don't know a true conservative who wouldn't care who's this is being done to, that we wouldn't be fighting back. I don't know any. I got some hardcore right of Reagan conservatives that if we were going after Joe Biden on this, we'd say, look, we got enough to get this guy on. Let's not do this. But speaking of Biden, the Democrats think that if they drag this out, and I played that Van Jones clip earlier, that if they get Georgia involved and January 6th, and they drag it out and keep throwing these pebbles, as Van Jones called it, that it's going to make people change their minds. Let me tell you something. It's not going to happen. I want to talk about this guy, Q, what's his name? I'm going to get to him in a second. He was released from prison 14 months early after they show him walking through the Capitol, escorted by Capitol Police. Now, he pled guilty when they railroaded him before they had the film. But they released him and put him in a halfway house, pretty on the quiet. Well, why would you do that? If you know if January 6th is what you're going to rest your hat on, let me tell you, the Democrats are in for a shock. January 6th is going to be found out for what it really is. And it's going to be, if they keep dragging this stuff out, it's going to be another Trump win. And I'm telling you, they're putting this dude on a rocket ship into the presidency. And I'm not going to be mad about that. I'll be honest with you. There are a lot of people, oh, Kevin DeSantis is a better deal for this, that, and the other. And I already know the inside politics. And I don't, as I mentioned before, at the end of the day, I'll say what I said in 2016. Whoever wins, I'll support. If it was Lindsey Graham, I would have supported him. But in 2016, Trump came out the winner, and I supported him. And his record made me support him even more. He won millions more people over, and he's bringing them back. They're letting him bring them back. So you want to talk about the 2020 election? I mentioned many people are telling me now, Kevin, I think it was stolen. They didn't before. Many people no longer believe that January 6th is Trump's fault, as they try to make it out to be. As I thought about this show today, I said to myself, these leftists are fakes. They don't care about the truth. They don't care about the optics. They're fakes. Let the makeup do the work, or the liposuction. Don't hit the gym. Don't take care of yourself when there are fixers out there who will handle it for you. They will cover your lies. The fixers will. Your wrinkles, your gray hair, your sagging breasts, or your buttocks. Also, you can fool the people who see you. But here's the thing about leftism. And by the way, I'm not telling you that we don't do the same stuff. But I'm saying leftists do it for the wrong reasons. Here's the deal. You know who you really are. You can dye your hair. You can pump up your breasts. You can get lipo and all that. But you know how old you are. You know what you really look like. You got to face your demons, whether you see them in the mirrors in the mirror anymore or not. You know you didn't hit the gym. You got lipo. And I could go on. So that's what leftism is. When you start looking at what we discover, here's what I want you to know. They know who they are. Don't be fooled for a second. Oh, there's some of them who will rationalize it no matter what. They'll say, I don't care what you do to Trump. I don't care, you know, whether the truth of it. I don't care about the optics. But they know who they are. And that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm telling you is a thing that is, I don't know. There's a part of me that says they have to come to grips with this. Anyway, let me tell you about this guy. He had the paint and the horns on. He was ushered through the Capitol building by D.C. police. He was arrested, put in political prison. He goes, I can only imagine what they did to beat this guy down. Well, he's now in a halfway house, as I mentioned. And this came from the Daily Mail. The so-called QAnon shaman, who pled guilty to storming the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, has been released from prison to a halfway house 14 months early in an apparent reduction for, you ready for this, good behavior. Jacob Chansley, 35, pleaded guilty in September of 2021 to civil disorder, and get this, violent entry to the Capitol, among other charges. And you know what happened? They saw that video, and he did not violently enter, and in fact, they walked him through. So what do you think they did in his interrogation? We got you. You're going to serve time. You better admit it. You better blah, blah, blah. And they beat this guy down. And you know what he did? He said, fine. Where do I sign? Well, you know what we're finding out? The truth. He didn't do it. So they released him. They go, oh, it's good behavior. We're letting him out on good behavior. You didn't let him out on good behavior. You let him out because his attorneys now have the evidence that proves he... I don't know about you, but I would go to court, take to my attorneys, tell them I was forced to do it. I want video of them, wherever the interrogation videos are. And if they can't produce that, then you need to know I gave whatever you call it, under duress. I admitted that under duress. It was a lie. I didn't do anything wrong. You saw the video. Well, here's what I'm telling you. Donald Trump, and you should never, you should take a lesson. Don't you ever admit to doing something you didn't do. It's kind of like when Fox said to me, oh, here's Kevin working in his Fox deal. You take it back that you call those women lying skanks. I will not. I refuse. I refuse to take back the truth. And if I'm not guilty of something, I'm not admitting it. Not to save face and not to save, you know, you a little bit of angst. I got to be guilty to admit it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump pleaded not guilty in a Manhattan courtroom, again, to 34 counts of falsifying business records and conspiracy.
Conspiracy is a very effective tool used by prosecutors to charge someone, charge groups of people, and hold them accountable for all acts in furtherance of the conspiracy. But the big question now arises, who is the conspiracy?
If 34 counts of falsifying records and conspiracy, if 34 counts of falsifying business records and conspiracy,
more information.
We need to see what was the purpose of the conspiracy, who was in the conspiracy, what were the so-called overt acts. You actually have to take a step. It infers servants of that conspiracy. Yeah. You don't actually have to complete the conspiracy. You don't actually have to go through with it. You can just intend to go through with it.
Now, the conspiracy count is important because it doesn't just give the district attorney a legal platform to bring in the catch and kill narrative, but it actually will likely be what's called a speaking indictment.
We have new information for the first time out of court that the DA is charging this as a false business records and conspiracy case.
You have a conspiracy count that lets you give a narrative that describes the evidence that the grand jury heard and voted on, which is very different than a dry 30 counts of falsifying business records, which is the same paragraph repeated 30 times.
There are 34 counts of falsifying business records and conspiracy. So add the conspiracy element to this. Conspiracy element here would indicate that he conspired with others, right? That there are other people involved in this effort.
Well, that proves it certainly was no conspiracy. And the media, it's a conspiracy, man. Ooh, it's a big word, right? Conspiracy. Donald Trump is involved in a conspiracy. Hush money. I love when they use that term, hush money. Yeah, call it whatever you want. You know what it is? I call it skank money. He didn't do anything. But, and again, we already had the show. We talked to you, showed you all the cases. Just not a few of them, not all of them. They happen all the time. So, you know, people... the slip and falls in the grocery stores. As I told you, my attorney, he called them nuisance suits. I learned this years ago. He told me, he says, Kevin, he'll probably file a nuisance suit against you. And I'm going, what's that? I said, I'll just try to get $5,000 out of you for this or that. You know, it's a lot of money to them. It's not a lot to you. So, you know, you could easily spend that much in legal fees. I told you, we fought a lawsuit, it cost us $37,000. And we were 100% right. I would love right now to sue those suckers that sued us and give my money back. Unbelievable. It was over a texting deal. We used a sanctioned texting company that did it by the book. They didn't sue the texting company. They sued me. I got the texting company involved and said, you need to get involved because if they sue me, I'm going to have to sue you. So you know what we did? We split it. Do you know we spent, between the two of us, we spent $75,000 in legal fees knowing we had done it by the book. So you wonder why people don't get involved. They don't want to get involved because who's got that kind of money to just throw around? I certainly don't. You know what? It was moving mountains to pay that off. I remember when the first attorney I contacted him, he says, well, Kevin, I'm $600 an hour. What? It was like going to the grocery store during Biden. What? The ground beef costs how much? Yeah. That's what happened. So, the irony, folks, that on the same day that Trump was arrested, that on his charges related to the alleged payment to porn skank Stormy Daniels, he was awarded $122,000, just roughly that much, $122,000 in legal fees to be paid by Daniels in another case. This is in addition, folks, to the money that she already had to pay him for something else. Yeah. Daniels sued Trump because in April of 2018, he said that a forensic sketch of a man who allegedly threatened Daniels because of the case against Trump and their purported affair in 2011 was a total con job. The judge dismissed the case and ordered Daniels to pay Trump legal fees in 2018, but she appealed it, saying it was too high, it's too much. She didn't appeal it because he was wrong, factually wrong. No, it's too much. I don't make any money. Well, you better get out there and start doing some more porn. You guys probably heard that anyway. But yeah, so that happened. But I got to tell you, this interview that with this guy, he's a Indian guy. His name is Ponuru. And he's on MSNBC. He's on a stupid show. What's his name? With Scarborough. He's on that show. And listen to the way Scarborough sets this up. But there's a gotcha in the end. But here it is. Here's a clip.
Ramesh, we've been talking on this show for quite some time about how my former party, the Republican Party, can't seem to help itself. They move towards Donald Trump, even though it's been pretty devastating for the party since 2017 to have Trump and Trump-like candidates running. We saw a CNN poll out yesterday that Willie talked about today. 62% of independents support this indictment. Of course, with a caveat, they don't know what the indictment is, which again, you can write a column on that alone.
I want to stop it there for just a second. Two lies in 15 seconds. What's he tell us? Donald Trump has been devastating to the Republicans. Really? Are you happy this guy left the Republican Party? Donald Trump has been devastating to the Republicans. Donald Trump is the only reason why the Republican Party has any chance of winning anything. I'm not saying that as some Trump advocate. I'm telling you that because it's a fact. I heard somebody say, well, Trump, he's got about 31 to 35% of the Republicans. On what planet are these people from? Donald Trump solidly has two-thirds of the Republican Party ready to vote for him at any given time. Okay, say you don't believe that. Would you believe 55%? I think it's much higher. It's two-thirds minimum. I'm talking about we'll back him no matter what. And probably another 10 or 12% that will vote for him, you know, if he gets it. Because there are a lot of people, well, I mean, I really want so-and-so, but I mean, if Trump wins it, I'll go ahead and vote for him. Okay, that's all you need. When I started Americans for Real Change here in Arizona, it was because we had the McCainites and the grassroots. And I said, if you keep going at it like this, nobody's going to win. We had nobody that won with a majority in the primaries, and they all lost in the general, mostly because of cheating, including Carrie Lake. They lost because of cheating on the left, but she didn't have a majority. And so the majority of the people didn't support Carrie Lake. And some of them didn't vote for her because they were so staunchly McCainites. They wanted Karen Taylor Robeson. And they didn't support her. Some didn't support Blake Masters. So we get a slate of Democrats that supposedly took a red state and made it blue. I don't believe it. I think it was cheating. But I'll tell you this. If we had voted resoundingly, whoever won is going to get our vote. I know they couldn't have cheated big enough to beat us. I'm convinced of this. And I'm so sick of us always, you know, messing it up. Anyway, let me play the rest of this clip because we're going to run out of time.
But I'm wondering, do you see what many of us see, and that is a Republican Party that seems to be split between people, some people at the National Review, some people at other conservative outlets, certainly the Republican establishment, a lot of thought leaders in the Republican Party wanting to move away from Donald Trump, perhaps more towards Ron DeSantis or another candidate, and yet the base of the party still pulling them back to Trump and setting up another possible general election loss.
Well, I think there's no question that a very, very significant chunk of Republican voters still see Donald Trump as their champion. And the scenario that a lot of people had hoped for, including me, that Trump would just sort of fade as a political presence and voters would be wanting to move on, I think that's been shown not to be true. I mean, this is going to be a real fight, and Trump can't be counted out for the Republican nomination. I'd say he can't be counted out for winning the presidency altogether in November of 2024.
Ouch.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.